Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Dr. Nolte is with me again. I've been joking, but he is one of the few people I can have in my office at this time. And we've got a lot of information to share, but this program is going to be really about bragging about our employees. And we've given you some information, but Dr. Beal, what about our employees? Tell us how great it's been for them and the job they've done. Not the circumstances, but their performance.
It'll about bring tears to your eyes. I rode around to a lot of the food delivery sites one day, and to see them working with purpose and passion. I've heard many stories and seen the data on the instruction that is being provided compared to other schools, mm-hmm. other school districts, and other schools. It's just amazing. I probably shouldn't say this on a school system podcast, but Madeline and I, the sweet wife, were doing Sunday school last Sunday, and after the lesson was over, someone asked me about, how everybody was holding up in the school system, and they were very appreciative of the instruction we were trying to do remotely and the food that were being delivered. And I just told them, I said, it's amazing what our folks have done top to bottom, and it'll just bring a tear to your eye. Salt of the earth, my grandparents would have called them. Good old biblical term, you know.
I agree, and I think we've all shed some tears here, but we've also seen we'll never look at our people the same way again. We always loved them and respected them, but they have really surpassed any expectations that we could have had for them. And we mean that. We talk about you all the time. We can't wait to see y'all all in person again and thank you personally, but just appreciate it. I know kind of with teachers starting out, Dr. Nolte, they were originally working in the school.
They were working. We thought we would get to have school a week or two longer than other districts, and we had our teachers here, I think, the first 3 days the buildings were closed, and they were doing a lot of work to get ready to provide remote instruction. And then for the safety of all of us, just to reduce the contact that we were having with each other and within the directions of the governor, we were able to tell our teachers that we would like for them to work remotely, but they were welcome to come back to school and put together instructional packets, pick up supplies and materials, even come in and volunteer to pack food or drive a bus and do food delivery. And many of them did that. So they have done yeoman's work. Mm-hmm. They've done great work. And it was really a safety step for all of us when we were able to get about half of our staff people working remotely early on. And of course, all of us can't work remotely. It's just not physically possible to do that. But we did that with teachers. We're very, very proud of them. I don't know how much else you want me to say about them, but we've done a number of things to make sure that they were still engaged and connected communication-wise, even though they weren't coming in the building as often. A lot of them were still coming in the building. Every time we had a major change, we sent an email to everyone with a Haywood County Schools email address.
Trying to get them hotspots if they like internet.
There were about 20 some odd of them that did not have internet service at their home.
Teachers.
So we got some hotspots. Those took a little while to come in, but we got those for them. You and your staff, Mrs. Barker, continued a lot of professional development with them, in particular related to math and some of the other subjects. And I know principals are meeting with them just like we meet electronically by grade level or department or staffs. And they've just done, a good job.
And, just our classified people, Dr. Nolte, that we call them up here our frontline people. They're our heroes, our kids' heroes.
They have pulled the wagon.
They have.
With food delivery and paying bills and keeping buses clean and buildings clean. And here's the amazing thing about it. A lot of them will look at you and just say, I'm glad we're doing this. I'm glad we can work. I'm glad we're doing this. I don't think they all realize what a contribution they have made to the lives of children in Haywood County Schools. And I said this on an, I think a previous podcast that we ran, from the middle of March till the end of April, we had delivered in some form or fashion over 270,000 meals. And that's just our people coming in and getting after it, preparing meals early in the morning, packing them, handing them out at lunch, getting ready for the next day's meal delivery, doubling that up on Thursdays, for Thursdays and Fridays. And the lead folks on that have been the cafeteria workers and the bus drivers, but there are so many other people that have contributed, and it really wouldn't have happened unless they had all worked together. But we've had frontline office clerical people come in and ride on the bus or pack food, and certainly custodians have done that, and teacher assistants have done that. We've had administrators do that. Principals and assistant principals come in, pack food, load the coolers, drive the bus, direct traffic. It has been amazing. And we've tried to support them in doing that. We were able to move to a four-day week in the long run for our classified people, not for teachers or people like me or you, principals, assistant principals, but to try to give them their hours in 4 days. And the rest of us work 5 days because we need to keep essential services going, and teachers need to work their full contract period. We couldn't put them at 4 days either, but they need to work their contract period and provide some instruction on Fridays. And then I'm just rambling here, so just stop me or send me in another direction.
You know, I'm thinking, I'm just reflecting here and thinking about how hard those decisions were. You know, now we've done it and it's good, but I remember, I'm trying not to get choked up here, but I remember Dr. Nolte wanted everybody to be safe, but he wanted everybody to be fed. And, you know, at first it was like, the teachers are going to go home and teach, and, you know, you're staying here. But I think, I hope you know out there that the people that are there on those front lines, our kids needed you, and you were there. They need our teachers, and they need you. We needed everybody to do their job, and y'all have done it. And it has been a blessing to everybody in our community. And so those were not easy decisions. I know they weren't. Mm-hmm. If he had any hair on his head, he wouldn't have any left by now. But he's already bald. So, yeah. But those were tough times.
Those were tough decisions. But what you do, and this sounds like a cliche, but it's the doggone truth now. What you do in those situations is you step back and you look at everyone who's questioning and you go, what is this about? And it is about us providing the best that we can for our students, which is food and learning. Throw the grades out the window. We'll do a podcast on grades too. Some of that's there. But we want them to learn as much as they can because that's more important than a grade in many situations. And we want them to be able to eat. And so we had to make some tough decisions around that. And our people rallied.
They did.
They didn't just do it, they rallied. They did it when they were tired. They did it when they didn't know how they were going to get it done. And they did it not only in preparing the food, but, you know, where in the world do we get 400 masks? You know, and we had some community volunteers help us put some of those together, and our support staff people got masks out. Now, not everybody's wearing them as much as I would like to see happen. But, you know, I am just so proud of our people.
We did get some additional funding that you were able to help these
people. We did get some funding, and we were able to give a little pay raise from the middle of March when we closed through the end of May for our hourly people who are on site working, doing the work. And it's not much, but it's what we could do, and I'm glad they got it.
And I said at the beginning of this is bragging on our people, our administrators out there. We see you. We talk to you almost on a daily basis. Told Dr. Bill, every single one of them has done a fantastic job leading their community when there's no guidebook for this. I used to tell Dr. Nolte, this wasn't on my test to become a principal. This wasn't on his superintendent's test either. So, we thank you for your leadership during this time. Everyone out there that works for Haywood County Schools, when we get through this, I told Dr. Bill he's got to have some kind of celebration. I don't know what it'll be, But we, if it's just us coming by and hugging your neck, I hope we can do that. But thank you so much. And thank you, Haywood County, for supporting our school system. Have a great day.